You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Light rain falling, light rain blowing in the air.
Well, I woke up to the sound of raindrops on the windows. We're back to normal with cooler weather, just in time for wildfire season. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us an update on the fires and smoke and how the cooler weather actually isn't helping firefighters. First, Cliff, it is going to get sunny again this weekend, though, right?
That's right, Bellamy. Today is going to be a cloudy day. Temperatures only getting up to the low 70s at the most. You know, it'll be cloudy most of the day, maybe a few breaks later on, but it's a tremendous change. I had some rain around my house this morning, but only a few hundredths of an inch. Now, as we go into the weekend, we're going to see improvement. The trough of low pressure aloft that gave us the cool weather today and yesterday is going to move through. A ridge of high pressure is going to slowly build in. So Saturday is going to be a step up, partly cloudy in the morning, but temperatures getting up to the mid-70s, you know, maybe upper 70s in a few places. But on Sunday, as the ridge builds over us, I expect temperatures climbing probably into the lower 80s and plenty of sun. So that's a big change. The only chance of showers on Saturday and Sunday will be in the mountains. There's a possibility of some weak thunderstorms near the Cascade Crest. And then as we get to next week, it looks like Monday and Tuesday should be fairly warm temperatures in the lower 80s. So, you know, we have this cool period associated with an upper level trough, but that's going to change as we get into the weekend.
But it is going to stay generally normal, cooler, not as hot as we have had over the past few months.
That's right. I don't see any major heat waves where offshore flow causes us to surge into the upper 80s and 90s. We're not seeing that. And of course, the sun is starting to weaken. The days are getting shorter. The nights are getting longer. And eventually that has an impact. The warmest temperatures of the year are generally the last week of July, first week of August. But as we get later in August, the weakening sun's going to cool us down inevitably.
And strangely, this week, just as we started to experience this transition into the cooler, it feels like the tinderbox kind of ignited in terms of our wildfires in the state.
That's right. I mean, we did have a few wildfires the last month, but there was an explosion of wildfires during the last few days. And I can tell you why that occurred. Strangely, it occurred because we cooled down. An upper-level trough came through, and as an upper-level trough approaches, it causes uplift, which produced some thunderstorms. So if we go back several days ago, earlier this week, there were thunderstorms in the Cascades and over eastern Washington. Not a lot, but there were some. And that produces lightning, which helps ignite some of the fuels, the dry material that's on the surface and trees. So we had ignition, and then we had strong winds. When we have cool air coming into western Washington, we get cloudy and the cool air causes the pressure to increase. That produces an increased pressure difference across the mountains, across the Cascades, which accelerate the winds. So as we get cool, the winds pick up from the Cascade Crest down into eastern Washington along the eastern side of the Cascades. And in fact, yesterday we had winds gusting up to 40, 50 miles per hour in some places in eastern Washington. So you have the trough produces lightning that gets the fire started, and then the trough also produces this big change in pressure that creates very gusty winds that allows these fires to explode. And so that explains the great irony. Cooling weather here in the West can produce a big increase in fires on the eastern side of the Cascades.
Yeah. What about smoke right now?
Well, here in the West, we don't have a smoke problem because this trough brings all this marine air in, so our air is quite clean. On the other hand, in eastern Washington, downstream of those fires, the air quality has been pretty bad in some locations, so some of it is getting dangerous. And I should mention, there's not only fires along the Washington Cascades, there's been a number of fires initiated up in British Columbia, and some of that smoke is moving southward into the eastern side of the state. So air quality is much worse to the east of the Cascade Crest than the west.
So we're just lucky as heck right here in the Puget Sound region. Clean air, cool. Nothing to worry about?
Well, on the western side of the Cascades, we're in pretty good shape. You know, we're a little bit drier than normal, but there's no lightning coming in. The biggest issue is humans causing fires. And in fact, during the last week, there have been some arson issues in parts of western Washington. So lightning's not going to start the fires. If there's any fires in the west, it's going to be caused by human beings.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.